The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Chipotle has something coming that's going to just make me spend more money. We'll tell you about it in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I love Gen Z because they hate leggings now. And I always have. Look, your girl here has no backside. So for me, leggings were
always. She's a long backer.
Yeah, I'm a long back tribe right here. So I always had to wear these long t-shirts and everything just looked wrong. So I'm right now, I am currently wearing very kind of early 2000s, late 90s baggy sweatpants. That's what Gen Z loves. Just call me Gen Z.
You're the parent of Gen Z.
It doesn't matter, Automatic.
Gen Z's also bringing back jorts, which is, that's crazy.
I never thought I would see jorts come back into style. And walking around a college campus, there was a lot of jorts.
I wore jorts the other day with heels.
Oh.
Wore some jorts the other day. I'm telling you. You know what
If you don't know what jorts are, they're jean shorts.
If you don't know what jorts are, consider yourself lucky.
Food News DJ Automatic.
Urban Outfitter and Chipotle are teaming up for a new dorm collection. We just moved our daughter into the dorms. And
as if we're not spending enough money.
I'm just glad you didn't see this. So they got a Chipotle water cup, and that's $16. Then they have, here, let me just tell you. They have a pinto bean bag that is $300.
Oh, okay. So this is like stuff Chipotle themed that you can get at Urban Outfitters.
Well, okay. Yes. The thing is that there are some kids that can afford this. Ava Maddox, she's in a dorm, and that's a lot of money. But her roommate has all these, like, expensive...
Accessories. I'm not going to lie. I felt a little shamed. I was like, I guess we're just... we're the poor people over here.
Shame. She's going to school.
Should we get her the Chipotle collection?
No.
Just get her a gift card.
We get her a burrito bowl. That's about what she's getting for us. National Day, Anthony A.
Ooh, let's start with something naturally sweet. It is National Eat a Peach Day, which, dude, I love peaches, bro.
I'm allergic.
Otto's allergic, and we were at Target the other day shopping for Ava. It was a move-in day, and there was a big, fat, juicy peach in the fruit section. I wanted it so bad, but I was like, then I can't kiss him. Gosh.
Just like I've given up cantaloupe because Danny can't eat cantaloupe.
I'm allergic to cantaloupe.
Damn. What about plant milk? It's also National Plant Milk Day.
No such thing.
What?
Remember this from Meet the Fockers?
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yeah. Milk comes out of nipples. Plants don't have nipples. It's milk juice. Just say what it is. Just say what it is.
All right. Well, plant juice is real. Plant milk isn't. But the Tooth Fairy is. It is National Tooth Fairy Day.
National Tooth Fairy Day. Okay, so we have Paula on the line. Miss Paula, you said the Tooth Fairy gives your kids a lot of money. But okay, before we find out how much, what did you get from the Tooth Fairy when you were little?
Me growing up, I only got like a dollar or two for my teeth. But when I had my two daughters, I would give them $100 per tooth.
The Tooth Fairy gave them $100 per tooth?
What?
Paula.
Yes.
Do you live in a rich neighborhood? Like, tell me what's going on here?
How do we get a hold of this Tooth Fairy? Because my Tooth Fairy used to leave me a quarter.
Like, when she said a dollar or two, I said, wait, you got a bill? Girl, not me. I remember one year I got like 40 cents. I said, we couldn't put a dime in there at least? Made it, you know, round it up to 50? Paula, what would make the Tooth Fairy leave your children $100 per tooth?
Savings.
Oh, brilliant.
Didn't know the Tooth Fairy was a financial advisor also.
Not in my house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do your kids watch YouTube? They probably do, especially if you have littles. The top 10 shows include Bluey, The Mickey Mouse Club, Daniel the Tiger's Neighborhood, which I love that show, but also Coco Melon and Miss Rachel.
Hey, shout out Coco Melon.
Oh yeah, are making the top 10. Those are YouTube shows. So that's why I thought, oh my gosh, for me, YouTube, it's a scary place. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. In fact, YouTube has just implemented AI age verification, which they say is going to help keep kids safe. Here's the problem. You already have to like have an account, be logged in order
for it doesn't work. If you just go to YouTube and just try to watch a video, but they don't try to verify your age. Then.
Yeah, so it's just... It's complicated. I think YouTube is so large. It's grown so quickly. It started with a cat video. Now we have two of the top kids shows, right?
Yeah.
For littles on there.
And also it's one of the top search engines. I think it might have surpassed Google already. So it's a hybrid between a search engine and your favorite streaming platform.
Anthony, I use it as much as I use Google. You're right, mm-hmm. to search for things because I'm looking for video clips. I was looking for different TV shows to talk about this, and I came across a great article. I'm so glad that the woman who wrote this, she's not only a doctor, she's a parent of three. So she's a mother of three. Dr. Shilpa, she wrote an article for parents.com, and she said, does this, you know, the question was, does this make YouTube safer? And she said, no, it does not. My concerns are the lack of monitoring, not only from YouTube, but parents feel like because their kid is watching Miss Rachel, well, I can leave them for 15 minutes, whatever, and they can just watch. Unfortunately, what she calls spontaneous advertising, that's the trouble. Concerning these links that are coming through, what if a child clicks it? What is inside that link? Also, remember when some of these kid shows are being infiltrated by hackers?
Yeah.
And who are doing really disturbing things.
That hasn't happened since like pre-pandemic. So it is like, I think YouTube has made advances in it. Do I think it's a 100% safe space? No. But there is a lot of advances where I don't think parents should be as worried if they're taking the right steps to reassure that the kids aren't watching
that. That's what this doctor says. She said the right steps are just being there all the time. And you can't always be there all the time. I know that nobody wants to sit their kid in front of a screen, but I also know sometimes I have dishes to do. I've got to make some food. That's
still
why
I got a parent though.
You're right, Otto, but that's why some of these shows that I just mentioned, they're on regular old-fashioned TV. Sesame Street still makes top 10 on the app. You're watching on regular old-fashioned TV and on the streaming services. Those are safer than just turning YouTube on and letting your child watch.
I am glad that they're trying to do something, though.
No, you're right, Otto. You're right.
I mean, because they're doing it on YouTube now. They've done it with Meta for Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to do it. They're doing it on TikTok. Roblox now has age verification because they can go into those chat rooms, and those chat rooms can get a little crazy.
Roblox, though, I think has always had there's like parental control parameters you can set. I'm just not so sure that sometimes everyone is able to or understands how to set those things or cares
games
to.
Online at, you know how it gets in those chat rooms.
Well, I think those are separate situations, right? Where it's like,
but they weren't.
But I think we're talking about like when advertisements pop up and you can't control what those are, right? So if my kid's watching Coco Melon and next thing you know, he sees an ad for Blue Chew, now we got a bunch of questions that everyone's asking.
Exactly. And it can be dangerous. You're also not only the advertisements, but we've seen dangerous videos, scary videos, videos that don't belong, that no one should see, okay, let alone children.
But like if everyone's going to start watching football this fall, just wait for those commercials to roll out this Sunday and tell me that those are safe for kids. Like it's everywhere we go, we're inundated by what could be problematic advertisement.
Okay, we actually have a young man calling Bradley. He's on his way to school right now. He's 13 years old. So you heard us talking about Roblox and you wanted to comment about that.
The parents can go on Roblox and toggle the settings to where they cannot chat with anyone or chat.
You know, Bradley, I'm glad you know that. And most parents should know that. We shouldn't just allow our kids to run wild on the internet.
I agree with
you. Do your parents monitor everything you do?
No.
Well, you did know about the settings. Oh. So do they have the settings?
Yes. Because we're on the plan. Yes,
no. Okay. Yeah. He's like, well, yes. Okay. Yeah. So is your parent with you right now?
Yes. I'm in the back seat of the car.
Okay. You're in the back seat with your mom. How many hours a day do you spend on your phone?
Like 5 or 4.
Do you think that might be a little too much, Bradley?
I guess.
He's like, I'm not incriminating myself here.
Nope.
Call back anytime. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Josiah King Schwassen.
Please tell her we said hi and I love her for listening, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 45-year-old mother who already had an 18-year-old and I think a 5-year-old was on vacation and just gave birth in the bathroom of her hotel.
Wait, what?
That's already insane, Otto. The crazier part, she had no idea she was pregnant. No idea at all.
How do you not know you're pregnant? Baby.
Because sometimes your body reacts differently. And she had some...
You're growing a person inside of you and you didn't know it?
No, she had no idea.
She's like, that was a big burrito.
No, she had a regular cycle every month. She was going to the gym 4 times a week. She'd had some miscarriages before. She'd lost some children. Oh. Now, but she said she just didn't gain any weight with this child. She's like gained like 8 pounds maybe. So she was like, man, man, I need to hit the gym. She's going 4 days a week.
She's like, these cravings are strong.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
What's up with millennials are getting pregnant in their 40s? When I was a kid, that never happened. And now it's like, this is scary.
Anthony, that's why auto stuff is getting tested right now.
That was because a lot of time.
Yeah. When I did that yesterday.
Didn't want to know that much about you this morning, but I did.
Well, if we're going to talk about that, let me just tell you something for a second, okay? It's great being known sometimes, like when you walk in somewhere and people might give you like, hey, what's up? I listen to the show. Whatever. Yesterday I walked in to have my stuff tested. She looked at me and she goes, oh, hey. And then as I handed her the bag, she went, ew.
She puts on her gloves
and then she takes the bag from me.
I don't want to end up like this mother. She was on vacay with her entire family, which is absolutely, you know, her name is Helen Green. She gets to Toronto. They're out of the country, by the way. Her husband, Michael, and their six-year-old daughter, Darcy, they're all sleeping. She wakes up with some stomach cramps, goes to the bathroom. Her husband's like, I just hear some crying. So I went into the bathroom and there's a baby and there's my daughter, Olivia. They named her Olivia. They wrapped her up in a hotel towel, took her to the hospital. You know, it took them weeks to get home.
She had the baby in the toilet?
Yeah.
No, on the ground.
On the ground. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a surprise baby. Have it where they have free health care. Yes. So shout out to her.
That's what I said.
That's a little American anchor baby.
And in the hotel, because then guess what? It's not as much to clean up.
You've got housekeeping to come in a little bit later. You can definitely go without knowing.
I don't understand how that could even happen.
I don't either, but
so I looked it up and it says that 1 in 5,000 women don't know they're pregnant and have children.
I was 5 months pregnant with Ava Maddock, and you know I could have honestly,
nobody knew now.
Even if I would have just gone all the way to giving birth, I could have lied and said I just gained some weight. I never had a lot of symptoms. I worked every single day. I worked.
But
up
you
until
carry the baby back, right?
It doesn't matter. I worked until the day I gave birth.
True.
It can happen. Okay, so we just got a text from Brad. He manages a Nike store, and he said his wife gave birth on the way to the hospital in the front seat on the floor of their car.
Oh.
The baby was born on the floor mat. They wrapped the baby in the floor mat and ran inside the hospital. And then he said they still charged him. Even though he didn't have the baby at the hospital, they still charged him all that money, which is insane.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.